May the Lord help us to commence this evening with hymn 283. 'Tis a point I long to know, oft it causes anxious thought. Do I love the Lord or no? Am I his or am I not? 283.
Thank you. together from the Word of God, from two portions of Scripture. First, the book of Proverbs, chapter 12. Book of Proverbs, chapter 12. Whoso loveth instruction loveth knowledge, but he that hateth reproof is brutish. A good man obtaineth favour of the Lord, but a man of wicked devices will he condemn. A man shall not be established by wickedness, but the road of the righteous shall not be moved. A virtuous woman is a crown to her husband, but she that maketh ashamed is as rottenness to his bones. The thoughts of the righteous are right, but the counsels of the wicked are deceit. The words of the wicked are to lie in wait for blood, but the mouth of the upright shall deliver them. The wicked are overthrown and are not, but the house of the righteous shall stand. A man shall be commended according to his wisdom, but he that is of a perverse heart shall be despised. He that is despised and hath a servant is better than he that honoureth himself and lacketh bread. A righteous man. A righteous man regardeth the life of his beasts, but the tender mercies of the wicked are cruel. He that tilleth his land shall be satisfied with bread, but he that followeth vain persons is void of understanding. The wicked desireth the net of evil men, but the root of the righteous yieldeth fruit. The wicked is snared by the transgression of his lips, but the just shall come out of trouble. A man shall be satisfied with good by the fruit of his mouth, and the recompense of a man's hand shall be rendered unto him. The way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but he that hearkeneth unto counsel is wise. A fool's wrath is presently known, but a prudent man covereth shame. He that speaketh truth showeth forth righteousness, but a false witness deceit. There is that speaketh like the piercings of a sword, but the tongue or the wise is health. The lip of truth shall be established forever, but a lying tongue is but for a moment. Deceit is in the heart of them that imagine evil, but to the counsellors of peace is joy. There shall no evil happen to the just, but the wicked shall be filled with mischief. Lying lips are abomination to the Lord, but they that deal truly are his delight. A prudent man concealeth knowledge, but the heart of fools proclaimeth foolishness. The hand of the diligent shall bear rule, but the slothful shall be under tribute. Heaviness in the heart of man maketh it stoop, but a good word maketh it glad. The righteous is more excellent than his neighbour, but the way of the wicked seduceth them. The slothful man roasteth not that which he took in hunting, but the substance of a diligent man is precious. In the way of righteousness is life, and in the way thereof there is no death. Now please turn to the Gospel of John, chapter 20. The Gospel of John, chapter 20, read in the first 18 verses. The first day of the week cometh Mary Magdalene early, when it was yet dark, unto the sepulchre, and seeth the stone taken away from the sepulchre. Then she runneth and cometh to Simon Peter and to the other disciple, whom Jesus loved, and saith unto them, They have taken away the Lord out of the sepulchre, and we know not where they have laid him. Peter therefore went forth, and that other disciple, and came to the sepulchre. So they ran both together, and the other disciple did outrun Peter, and came first to the sepulchre. And he, stooping down, and looking in, saw the linen clothes lying, yet went he not in. In cometh Simon Peter following him, and went into the sepulchre, and seeth the linen clothes lie, and the napkin that was about his head, not lying with the linen clothes, but wrapped together in a place by itself. Then went in also that other disciple, which came first to the sepulchre, and he saw and believed. For as yet they knew not the scripture, that he must rise again from the dead. Then the disciple went away again unto their own home. But Mary stood without at the sepulchre, weeping. And as she wept, she stooped down and looked into the sepulchre, and seeth two angels in white sitting, the one at the head and the other at the feet, where the body of Jesus had lain. And they say unto her, Woman, why weepest thou? She said unto them, Because they have taken away my Lord, and I know not where they have laid him. And when she had thus said, she turned herself back, and saw Jesus standing, and knew not that it was Jesus. Jesus said unto her, Woman, why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou? She, supposing him to be the gardener, saith unto him, Sir, if thou have borne him hence, tell me where thou hast laid him, and I will take him away. Jesus saith unto her, Mary. She turned herself and saith unto him, Rabboni, which is to say, Master. Jesus said unto her, Touch me not, for I am not yet ascended to my Father. But go your way, but go to my brethren, and say unto them, I ascend unto my Father and your Father, and to my God and your God. Mary Magdalene came and told the disciples that she had seen the Lord, and that he had spoken these things unto her. The Lord bless to us the reading of his word, and help us to pray. Kind, and ever merciful and gracious Lord God, we come once again into thy courts, even now this day. We do thank thee, dear Lord, for one more occasion, one more opportunity. And we do pray that we may sit at thy feet and hear thy word. And thou wouldst speak to our souls. Thou wilt bless us with thy presence here this evening hour. Come, dear Lord, and make thyself known, reveal thyself to poor dying sinners that need thee to come and shed abroad thy love in their hearts, sinners that need thee to speak the words of life and glory unto them, to assure that their names are found recorded in some humble place beneath thee, Lord the Lamb. Sinners that desire to hear those words, thy sins are all forgiven thee. Dear Lord, do then graciously come and do blessedly appear unto us. Oh, and may we feel and prove, Lord, that thou art here. Lord, may be noised abroad that Jesus was in the place. Lord, then do graciously come, Lord, and bless thy waiting people, those that wait to hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Then, Lord, do help us. We do seek, Lord, that thou wilt favour our souls this evening hour. Oh, with those sweet evidences and those tokens for God, and oh, those times of love and of mercy, dear Lord, do come and open then the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing upon us this day. Oh, that blessing of God that makes rich, adding no sorrow therewith. Lord, hear our prayers. We do pray, dear Lord, that thou wouldest draw near and nigh unto us. Dear Lord, we think of this day. Lord, we hope we're not complaining. Lord, it's been very wet. But Lord, prior to that, Lord, the ground was very dry. Lord, and thou hast sent this beautiful rain today. Lord, it's gone into the earth and does the crops good and the fruits of the earth and the flowers and the field and the grass. And we pray, dear Lord, that there may be that spiritual rain this evening hour into our heart and souls in the same way and manner. Gracious Lord, do help us and do bless us indeed. Oh Lord, we sung that hymn this evening hour. Lord, and it is indeed a point we long to know. Lord, although we hope, dear Lord, that at least some of us, by thy grace and love and mercy, can say, we say with dear Peter, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. Thou knowest all things, thou knowest that I love thee. And dear Lord, we do pray thou help us. But Lord, we do desire again and again, yet another manifestation of thy love and mercy. Why, dear Lord, a wife wants to hear her husband assure her very often, maybe, that, oh, that she is loved. And Lord, and oh, that we may have that assurance, Lord, tonight, that we are loved by God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Hear then our prayer and do bless. Then, dear Lord, we would indeed bow our head before thee in confession of our sin and guilt. But, Lord, whilst we are full of sin and guilt, Lord, we come to thee. Because, Lord, there is forgiveness with thee. And the prophet says, and who is a God like unto thee that pardoneth iniquity, and that passeth by the transgression of the remnant of his heritage, who retains not his anger forever, but delights in mercy. Lord, then we do pray we may know these blessed things and truths in our heart, and they may be sealed there by the power and the unction of thy blessed Spirit. Lord Jesus, then do come. Oh, may we not spend this time in thy house tonight in vain. May there be something done and accomplished in that blessed, glorious name of Jesus, the name which is above every name. Oh, how sweet the name of Jesus sounds in a believer's ear, soothes his sorrows, heals his wounds, drives away his fear. Lord, do come. Why, Lord, we think of the words of dear Peter. And he said unto you, therefore, which believe, he is precious. And dear Lord, thou art precious. Oh, and I without thee perish must. Lord, and we pray that, oh, forbid it by thy grace, Lord, that we should perish outside of heaven. Gracious Lord, appear to us and for us, and bless our souls abundantly, we do beseech thee. Remember again, Lord, this little cause of truth, and bless them together and bind them together in love and unity, the bond of peace. Bind them, dear Lord, in the bonds of the everlasting gospel of our dear Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. And we do pray, Lord, that thou wilt help them. We think, dear Lord, of our friends that hold office. Undertake for them and bless them. Be with them in their cares and responsibilities. Undertake, be near. Be with each church member and each member of the congregation also. Lord, and from the eldest right down to the youngest, Lord, do remember them. Do bless them. Do appear to them and for them, Lord. Oh, and we pray, dear Lord, that thou remember the dear children. Lord, we lovingly commend them to thee and ask thee, Lord, to implant thy holy fear in their heart. Oh, they may have that good thing in their heart to the Lord God of Israel. Lord, that they may have that aching void that this world cannot fill. May their souls be on the stretch to find Christ. Lord, do be near them. Do help them, do bless them, do be gracious to them, we pray. And blessedly help them. Oh, and preserve them, dear Lord, in this evil day in which their lot and ours is cast. We pray for them, Lord, that keep and preserve them from the many evil that abound, the evil influences of this poor world. The sin, Lord, that runs down our streets like water, appear for us. Pray then that thou remember the parents, Lord, they need thy help to bring up the children in the fear and the admonition of the Lord. They need wisdom, Lord, to give the right answers to their children. And we pray thou help them. Be within each and all, and any laid aside, we pray for them, Lord, to put thy healing hand, and any, Lord, that may be away, Lord, to bring them back again, the appointed time in peace and safety, we do beseech thee. Hear them prayer. Think of thy people also, Lord, various ones, Lord, in sickness and affliction's path. Some of thy servants, Lord, laid aside. Some down, Lord, and some with terminal illnesses. Lord, do abundantly bless. Do be very near. Do be very gracious. And, oh, Lord, do help them still. Lord, and we pray thou strengthen them if it please thee. Hear our prayers, then. There are those that walk in bereavement's path, comfort their hearts. We pray for the widows and the widowers. We pray for those, Lord, that lost a mother or father, brother, sister. Lord, be gracious to each and all. We pray for those also that live lonely lives. Lord, remember them. Spend many hours on their own. But dear Lord, may they find they're not alone. Lord, oh, that thou would draw near, and they may know how that union, that communion with thee. Lord, then do abundantly bless. And pray, dear Lord, thou be with us each. And, oh, prepare us each, Lord, for thy will. And go before us, Lord, in every untrodden step. We ask thee, dear Lord, to remember Zion, Church of God. In particular, Lord, this little collection of churches we're associated with. Lord, do appear. Do build up, do strengthen the things that remain. Lord, cause prodigals to return. Gather in others, Lord, those that are found in that covenant of thy grace to hear the sound of the truth of the gospel of Christ. Dear Lord, do bless. And again, Lord, we just pray, must pray, try to pray for our nation. Lord, do appear for us. Oh, that thou would raise up for us one that fears thy name, if it please thee to rule and reign over us, the one to guide us. Oh, we need, Lord, a strong leader. Lord, we look to thee. Lord, who he, she is, we know not. But, Lord, thou knowest. Lord, if there's one at the backside of the desert, Lord, do bring them forth. If there's one, Lord, in the prison as Joseph was, bring him out. Lord, do hear our prayers. Do help us. Oh, and have mercy upon us, Lord. We're, Lord, in a state of chaos. But, Lord, when we look at our nation and the sin, Lord, that the sins, Lord, that abound, Lord, we cannot really wonder at it. Lord, whatever we look at, Lord, it is chaos. Lord, do appear for us. Oh, and turn us again, Lord, as a nation. Turn us to God and to godliness. Grant us, Lord, from our queen down to the poor tramp that lies on the park bench. Oh, grant us, Lord, true godly sorrow and repentance as a nation before thee. Lord, do hear our prayers. Do help us. Accept our thanks for the many mercies, favours and blessings we have received in joy. Lord, and be with us now. We need thee. We need thy help. We need, Lord, thee to come once more and fulfil thy word, thy promise. Thou hast said, I will never leave thee nor forsake. And do come, open one's mouth, touch my lips to that live coal from off that empty altar. We plead the dear woman who cried, Lord, help me. We ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hymn 918. Blessed are the poor in spirit, who their native vileness see. They are all taught sin's demerit, gladly own salvation free, and from Sinai to the wounds of Jesus flee. 918.
Thank you.
dependence upon the Lord for all needed help. I ask your very prayerful attention to the book of Proverbs, chapter 12 and verse 25. Proverbs 12, verse 25. Heaviness in the heart of man maketh it stope, but a good word maketh it glad. Proverbs 12, verse 25. Heaviness in the heart of man maketh it stope, but a good word maketh it glad. There are many, many things that may produce a heaviness in the heart. And these things indeed make us stoop. What a mercy, dear soul, if your heaviness, your trials, troubles, difficulties, sorrows, etc., make you stoop before the Lord at the throne of grace. Because the man in this world also has heaviness in his heart, and things get on top of him and he doesn't know what to do, and sometimes the effect is very, very sad. Other times they may be found in the public house trying to drown their sorrow, trying to lose their heaviness. But if you and I, this all are found amongst the children of God, we shall endeavour to get where we were speaking about last night. Pray without ceasing. Heaviness then in the heart of man maketh it stone. I begin where we were reading here in John's Gospel, this dear old woman, Mary Magdalene. And it may be there's perhaps one poor soul here tonight. You see, the dear Lord had done very much, had done a lot for dear Mary Magdalene. She had been called out of nature's darkness. She had seven evil spirits removed from her. And she certainly loved the dear Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. And yes, and it may be, dear soul, that the Lord has done some great things for you, whereof you are glad, whereof you have rejoiced. But now, there's something that has overtaken. Yes. Yes, and the first hymn wasn't amiss, was it? There's a point I long to know. Why, where is the Lord Jesus now? Why, as far as she knew, he was dead, he was buried. And as those two on the road to Emmaus, why, what did they say? And we trusted to be he that should redeem Israel. Beside this, today is the third day since these things were done. Perhaps, dear soul, you mourn, yes, an absent Saviour. Why, perhaps your prayer has gone back to the 23rd chapter in the book of Job. Oh, that I knew where I might find him, that I might come even unto his seat. say, what an absent God, an absent Saviour. Oh, why, dear soul, you cannot bear this thought of continuing on in life's pathway without him, without having receiving some blessed communication from him that he still loves you. Yes, but for her here, dear Mary, he was dead and he was buried. I put it like this. Her hope was dead and buried and laid there in the sepulchre. Is that how you feel tonight, poor soul? That your hope is dead and buried. Well, she came here, didn't she? The first day of the week, yes. Early in the morning, this particular Lord's Day. Yes, ah, dear soul, and I don't know. I know some of you were probably up early this morning. That was because of business commitments or family commitments. But there might have also been perhaps one or two of you up, yes, early, seeking the Lord. Oh, for the Lord to come and appear to you out of all this darkness, out of all this distress, agony of soul. And you come before the Lord. Oh, again, as I use the words of Job again, oh, that I knew where I might find. Well, she came here. You see, she came here to the sepulchre. This was the last known place where he was. Dear soul, is that how you've come to chapel tonight? This being the last known place where you saw, you heard the Lord. And you want to hear him, you want to see him again. Perhaps to yourself, you come with a little who can tell. In spite, dear soul, of the Lord Jesus being dead and buried, she comes here. And part this all from you with all your darkness and distress and agony of soul. You still come here. You see, she went and told Peter and John, didn't she? And they come and they go in. And why? And he's not there. And the disciples went away again unto their own home. But Mary stood without the sepulchre, weeping. And as she wept, she stooped down. Yes, you see, dear soul, these things make us stoop. It's for the Lord to come and speak to my soul. And as she stooped and she looked into the sepulchre, say, oh, faith here. Seeth two angels in white, one sitting at the head, the other at the feet where Jesus had lain. And they say to her, woman, why weepest thou? This is the reason. Because they have taken away my Lord, and I know not where they have laid him. Yes, it's Alan. You want Christ. It's this, is it not? Give me Christ, or else I die. It's this, is it not? Jesus, reveal thyself to me. Is it not? Come, say unto my soul, I am thy salvation. Why, it's because I, from all things parted, I could be, but never, never, Lord, from thee. And so, here she is. And then she turns, and she sees Jesus, not realizing it is him. Jesus said the same thing as the angels. Woman, why weepest thou? But he added this, whom seekest thou? Dear soul, then who do you seek tonight? You know, there's the 12th chapter here of John's Gospel, isn't there? And there's those certain Greeks. Oh, and they came, Sir, we would see Jesus. Yes. But here, this dear woman supposes him to be the gardener. Sir, they have borne him hence, tell me where thou hast laid him, and I will take him away. Even as in the heart of man maketh it stoop, but a good word maketh it glad. Jesus said unto her, Mary. A good word makes it glad. You know, she had heard this voice before. She now immediately realizes that it is her Lord. It is her Saviour, it's her Redeemer. It's the one that has pardoned her sin, delivered her from the clutches of Satan, yes. And has blessed her with eternal life. And now all these things are once more renewed by this one word, Mary. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life, and no man is able to pluck them out of my hand. I and my Father are one. Oh, blessed be his glorious name. Yes, heaviness in the heart of man maketh it stoop, and a good word maketh it glad. But I must say this. The Lord then told Mary what she was to do. And the Lord tells maybe someone here tonight what they are to do. Touch me not. For I'm not ascended yet unto my Father, but go to my brethren and say unto them, I ascend unto my Father and your Father, unto my God and your God. And Mary is obedient. Are you going to be? Are you going to be? Mary came and told the disciples that she had seen the Lord and that had spoken these things unto her. Heaviness in the heart of man maketh it stoop, and a good word maketh it glad. I next turn my thoughts to dear Hezekiah. Oh, what a heavy heart he had. And understandably so. He had received a very, very solemn sentence from the Lord via his servant Isaiah the prophet, which was, set thine house in order, for thou shalt die and not live. Ezekiah, it reads, he turned his face toward the wall and he wept sore. Ah, yes, there are things that Hezekiah needed to do. Dear soul, and there are things perhaps you and I need to do to set our house in order. But Ezekiah then, he wept sore. And he prayed unto the Lord. Oh, remember now, O Lord, I beseech thee. I have walked before thee in truth with a perfect heart, and have done that which is good in thy sight. And Ezekiah wept sore. And yes, and you can go down the chapter further, and verse 9, it starts, and the writing of Ezekiah, the king of Judah, when he had been sick and was recovered of his sickness. And these are the things he brought before the Lord in prayer. Oh, and amongst them was this: like a crane or a swallow, so did I chatter. I did mourn as a dove. Mine eyes fail with looking upward. O Lord, I am oppressed, undertake for me. Dear poor soul here tonight, yes, heaviness in the heart of man maketh it stoop. You're stooping under this, dear soul. But, you know, how merciful the Lord was. Psalm 50 again. Call upon me in the day of trouble, and I will deliver thee. And Hezekiah called on the Lord. And the Lord again sent his servant to Hezekiah. Thus saith the Lord God of David thy father, I have heard thy prayer, I have seen thy tears. Behold, I will add unto thy days 15 years. Heaviness in the heart of man makes it stoop, but a good word makes it glad. Yes, sinner, but what are these 15 years for? Is all there to be spent in the Lord's service? Yes, to be spent in the Lord's service. Oh, heaviness in the heart of man maketh it stoop, a good word that maketh it glad. You know, if you'll excuse this personal word, and this I hope I can humbly say it was to me at least proved here yesterday morning. You remember that I had said the text yesterday morning had only come to my mind at the breakfast table, but there was only about an hour or two before I stood in the pulpit, what I was going to say, I didn't know. But I suppose about 7 or 8 months before I eventually went into the ministry, back in 83, But you see, the Lord spoke this word to me very, very powerfully. I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. And you see, heaviness in the heart maketh it stoop, but a good word makes it glad. And when many times over the years one has gone into a pulpit not knowing what we're going to speak. Mate, yes, got a text, but what are you going to say from it? How's it going to open up? But this heart, you see, you go leaning on that blessed promise, pleading that blessed promise. I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. And blessed be his name, he doesn't and hasn't. Heaviness in the heart of man maketh it stoop, a good word maketh it glad. Now, why have I said this? I'm not sure. But is there one in this company here this evening hour? Concern exercised about the ministry of God's word? Friends, and don't necessarily start looking at the members. This person may not yet be in the church. But dear soul, heaviness in the heart maketh it. You say, I cannot go. But dear soul, that's what you and I say. But God says, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. The Lord says, I will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, fear not, I will help thee. Heaviness in the heart of man maketh it so, a good word maketh it glad. Then there are other things, are there not? Some in here do not need me to preach to them about sickness and affliction's path. They know it only too well. But there's this being that, but there may be one here tonight. I don't know. You perhaps have been feeling somewhere unwell. Yes. You've perhaps been to the doctor. There's a referral now, pray be, to the hospital. Oh, and it is producing a very heavy heart. What is going to be the outcome of it all? Does it mean... I have to go in hospital for some operation? Heaviness in the heart maketh it stoop. But you notice, only a good word makes it glad. And the Lord says unto his people, yes, my presence shall go with thee, and I will give thee rest. And again, you know, it may be that word I just quoted. I will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, fear not. And there's another word, isn't there, in the prophecy of Jeremiah. And I will bring it health and cure. Heaviness in the heart of man maketh it stoop. A good word maketh it glad. But then again, this comes to mind. You know, you may have something on you would love to have it removed. There's this seeming disability, this cross, this great burden that are you carrying. Oh, and the heaviness of it. You know, the dear Apostle Paul had a heavy burden, didn't he? Yes. Oh, but he, like dear Mary Magdalene, being highly favoured and highly blessed, he had seen visions that were unlawful to give utterance to. And he went to the Lord. Yes, he prayed, didn't he? Yes, this burden, this thorn in the flesh, had he called it. A thorn in the flesh. Well, a thorn is very painful, isn't it? It hurts. It's very sharp. And perhaps he says, oh, you've got something that's very sharp, very cutting. Oh, heaviness in the heart. But you know, yes, the Lord did hear the apostles' prayer. And the Lord did answer the apostles' prayer. But he didn't answer it in the way the apostle wanted it. And he may not you, Paul. But what he said to Paul, he says, oh, if he says to you see, he'll give you grace to bear it. He said, my grace is sufficient for thee, and my strength is made perfect in weakness. See, he says, he never loads you and I with more than we are able to bear. And dear soul, and he'll give you grace to bear it. Yes. The apostle said that my strength is made perfect. Most gladly, therefore, I rejoice. Yes, dear soul. You can say these things are sanctified troubles to us, sanctified trials. But you say again, what do these things do? Why is how they bring us time and time again back to him at the throne of grace, at the footstool of mercy. I just think of Joseph's brethren. Joseph is a type of the dear Lord Jesus Christ. See how he dealt with his brethren. You see, they had to come back to him time and time again. Yes. Heaviness in the heart of man making it stoop. Oh, what a heavy heart poor Judas had when, yes, that silver cup was found in Benjamin's sack. Oh, no, they wouldn't be just Benjamin to go back. We'll all go back. Oh, and how they poured out their heart before Joseph. Yes, but you know, you see, heaviness in the heart made it stoop, but a good word made it glad. Oh, I am Joseph, your brother. But then again, you know, thinking of that, but here in the last chapter of the book of Genesis, Jacob now has died, and they've been and buried him, and now his brethren fear. Oh, they fear that he's going to deal very, very roughly with them. Yes. and they sent to Joseph some messengers, sent a messenger unto Joseph, saying, thy father did command before he died, saying, so shall ye say unto Joseph, forgive, I pray thee now, the trespass of thy brethren and their sin, for they did unto thee evil, and now we pray thee, forgive the trespass of the servants of the God of thy father. And what did he do? And Joseph wept when they spake unto him. And his brethren also went and fell down before his face. And they said, behold, we be thy servants. Our heaviness in the heart of man maketh it stoop. But listen to the good word. The good word of Joseph. The word, the type of the Lord Jesus Christ. Fear not. For am I in the place of God? But as for you, ye thought evil against me, but God meant it unto good, to bring to pass as of this day, and save much people alive. Now therefore, fear not, I will nourish you and your little ones. And he comforted them. Heaviness in the heart of man maketh it stoop, but a good word maketh it glad. Yes, dear soul, the Lord makes a good word. You know, there's poor dear Hannah, isn't there? And she stooped, didn't she? Yes. But you know, she had that good word, didn't she? And what was it that dear Eli said unto her? Why, go in peace, and the God of Israel grant thee thy petition that thou asked of him. And she said, let thine handmaid find grace in thy sight. So the woman went away to eat, and her countenance was no more sad. Even as in the heart of man maketh it stoop, but a good word maketh it glad. This came to me as well. Now, can I find it? Why, it's here in the Epistle to the Hebrews, and it's here in the second chapter. And the Apostle writes here, he speaks here, this 15th verse, and deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. Who in fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. Does that fit some poor soul here tonight? Subject to bondage through fear of death. But here's how. Heaviness in the heart of man maketh it stoop, but a good word maketh it glad. And what does the Lord say? Why, he says this, the dear Lord Jesus, here in John chapter 14. He says, yes, because I live, ye shall live also. Heaviness in the heart. You know, such a soul will be lifted up. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I'll come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there shall ye be also. And let's just quote this here from chapter 16, comes to mind. Here the dear Lord Jesus says, ye now therefore have sorrow. Now, I don't know what your sorrow might be, but the Lord says this, ye now therefore have sorrow, but I will see you again, and your heart shall rejoice, and your joy no man taketh from you. What more can he say than to you he has said, you who unto Jesus for refuge have fled? Ye now therefore have sorrow, and I will see you again. This hour, which is a very, very clear indication that he has already visited your soul once. He says, but I'll see you again. Now, dear soul, yes, what have we just quoted? But those that all their lifetime in subject to bondage through fear of death, I'll see you again. Now, dear soul, whether it be life or death, I will see you again. If this hour you and I should be spared, there will be yet a further revelation of his love and mercy to your poor never dying soul. And if it should be otherwise, then dear soul, you and I will see him in glory. And then, dear soul, it'll be this. When this poor lisping, stammering tongue lies silent in the grave, then in a nobler, sweeter song I'll sing to him that died to save. Yes, no wonder Newton says, amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. Heaviness in the heart of man maketh it stoop. You know, there's a word, there's a word just come to mind here in Peter's epistle. And it reads like this. And why, yes, wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptations. Dear soul, are you in heaviness through manifold temptations? The reason is that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than the gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, listen, might be found unto praise and honour and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. These are these trials. They are bringing you and I, this all, to his feet. And at last to him in glory. To be with Jesus. To be where congregations ne'er break up, where Sabbaths have no end. Yes, these manifold temptations, these trials, this trial of your faith. Yes. Dear soul, it's you and I in a trial, but dear soul, deep down it's your faith that is more precious than gold. Yes. That it might bring you and I, dear soul, here. We might be found unto praise and honour and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. Amen.
willingness to Wheatley is expected to preach next Lord's Day, and next week Mr. Sayers is expected to preach on Tuesday evening. Let us close with hymn 1103. O thou that hearest the prayer of faith, wilt thou not save a soul from death that casts itself on thee? I have no refuge of my own, but fly to what the Lord has done and suffered once for me. 1103.
To rest upon thy word, may it not return to thee void. Lord, if it's been thy word, it cannot. Then fulfill thy word, we pray. Take us each home to respective places of abode in peace and safety, and be with us, Lord, and if it be thy will, spare us that we may yet meet again. And now may the grace of the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, love of God, sweet communion, Holy Spirit, be with us all. Amen.